So this creates a problem in terms of the eradication, because this thing is so dangerous, we don't want it. We don't want to live with it. Okay. So, and I've written very briefly here the cons of the disease, or the cons of vaccination. What it does, it makes the disease invisible. Okay. We don't see the symptoms, the birds don't die, but they still get the virus and they can still move it around. And we get an uncontrolled spread. We don't know where it is now. That means that it's circulating the whole time and people are interacting with it a hell of a lot more. That makes that risk of that jump from chicken to human more likely. And it has international trade effects. As you guys have seen, you've been on the banning side. Trust me, a whole bunch of South Africans that were very sad that they couldn't all of a sudden send product out. And that also has a financial effect. If you vaccinate, you tend to be limited and you can only send to countries that also vaccinate. The pro, and I will admit it's quite a big one, is it prevents catastrophic financial loss. It's a complex argument, and it's one that happens at the state's fed level. Thus far, SADC has decided they are not going to vaccinate. So that's where we stand currently. I'm going to highlight a few problem areas because I believe you guys are the, you can learn from us. These were things that were difficult in South Africa. Not knowing where all the farms are. How do you warn people that there's a break 5 kilometers from their farm if you don't know where all the little farms are? Or even where the big ones are? How to kill the birds if that is decided to be done? It's not so easy to kill thousands of animals. Where to dispose them? One of the biggest issues, agriculture department, kill all your chickens. Right, go to the Department of Environmental Affairs, where can I bury my chickens? Oh, environmental impact study, my friend. But now what? I've got, in the case of one farm, 150,000 dead, decomposing chickens, and nowhere to put them. That's an equal problem. You need a relationship with your state veterinary services. You need to know who your state vet is. You need to be able to phone them if you have a problem. And those state vets need to also understand industry's role. Okay? And also, I've put there cooperative industry. South Africa, we've got some big companies that don't like each other very much. They don't talk very well to each other. Okay? And that left our industry divided. We didn't have the resources. Now all of a sudden we have this huge problem. There was no funds. Nobody, they all then said, oh no, no, we should work together. But it was too late. Just to give you an idea, this is what happens in South Africa. This is how we report diseases. This system, we found out to our detriment, looks great on paper. Look, it's like cool arrows, different shaped bubbles. Okay? Didn't work. There's too many links. The links were ineffective between the provincial and the national departments. It was a bit of a mess. We are working on it because we're anticipating having problems again this year. So that's a brief thing. And to sum up, it's an extremely complex and dangerous virus. It's global, and it spreads faster than any other disease we have known. It's capable of causing human deaths, and that makes it bigger than just a Department of Agriculture problem. And the current aim is eradication. That means you effectively don't have vaccination, so all you have as a farmer is biosecurity. And you need good relationships across a number of departments within government and amongst yourselves. And you need to have plans in place for this.